Hello and welcome to vocabilities.com, aka Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay, and today I'm going to be reviewing one of your voices. This is a voice of a man called Wesley, who hasn't actually told me where he's from, but I'm going to give a really, really keen, knowledgeable guess as to where it is in the world within a 10-mile radius. That is what I'm going to guess. I don't know. He's written to me and he sent me this video in. Haven't you, Wesley? Yes, you have. Thank you very much for that. And I'm going to be reviewing his voice. What's interesting about Wesley and why I think I know where he's from is that it's very similar to the way that I would be speaking if I hadn't become an actor or a voice coach. If I'd have stayed where I'm from, I believe my voice would have sounded exactly like Wesley's. So here you go, folks. Wesley is a prime example of how I would sound if I hadn't kind of developed and worked on and changed my accent from the way it was. And if I had continued on with my life, this is how I would sound. This is Wesley.
Hello there, Darren. It's Wesley here. Yeah, I'll tell you a few things about myself, obviously with my journey and stuff. I'm from the UK. I don't do anything. I'm not a professional speaker in any way or voice artist at all.
At all. He said at all, but he said at all. At all. I'm not a voice artist at all. At all.
Voice artist at all.
So where like, to be clearer and pronounce that clearer, you would say at all, or even for the camera you'd say at all. He's going at all. And what that is, what that whole sound is the way that you break up certain words and letters is by using different parts of, or different articulators to stop the air and allow the air through. Now, most people do this those sounds at all with their tongue. However, Wesley here is doing it with his glottal, which is much further back, and it's basically shutting off the air in his throat, further back here, and it's called the glottal, at all. So rather than at all, stopping the sound there and allowing it out, he's going at all. But let's continue.
I do quite a lot of networking though for my business, so I have to get up and speak in front of people, obviously, for my 60 seconds. When I first started that, I was quite nervous about it, but gradually over time, I'm still getting nervous, but I'm not as nervous.
Okay, so like, I'm going to stop that there. I'll play some more in a second, but what's clear so far in listening to Wesley's voice here, Wesley, if you're listening, is that there's not a lot of movement happening in the mouth. You're keeping it very closed, and so whatever articulation you are using is limited anyway. Even if you were articulating with more diction and clarity, it would still be a little bit mumbled because you're not doing much with your mouth. You're keeping your mouth closed like that. You've got quite tight lips, similar to me. I think that's just where we're from and our build up and, you know, the way our bodies are designed. So you can't really help that, but you can learn to use those muscles more, even if those muscles are a different shape to other people's.
There's still quite a few ohms, and I still never quite manage a full minute. I only ever normally hit 30 seconds.
30 seconds. So where, you know, proper pronunciation would be 30, the TH again with your tongue, 30, you're saying 30. So you're pronouncing an F sound rather than the TH sound. And, you know, the different people use different sounds and in different ways according to their accent, but this is quite a strong accent. This is why I really think I know where you're from. But I'm going to continue a little bit further.
I think that's normally because I don't tend to prepare. I just sort of get up and talk, and then I sort of forget I've got the basis of what I say, but then I could probably fluff it out a bit, but I don't, because I just end up.
Right, Wesley, you got to stop you there, mate. You don't tend to prepare and you end up getting up and talking and it just comes blah and you let it just fall out of your mouth. Well, okay, look, I do some preparation for these videos, even though I cut through them because I'm kind of ad-libbing, but I've recognised what I'm going to say before I say it, and I have the opportunity, because it's recorded, to chop and cut up bits which are a bit sticky or whatnot anyway. But you can't do that live. Live, you really need to prepare. You really have to be kind of one step ahead. If you've practised your speech or presentation 7 times, you've practised it once. Okay, it takes, and I'd say you should really practice it 10 times to get it, you know, pitch perfect, which means 70 times. Not many people are going to go through that, but if you aim to do it 70 times and you only do 35, you're going to be better than everyone else. You're just going to, A, know what you're going to say. You're going to be able to say it clearer. And every time you go through it, you just make it more concise and a little bit more kind of compact and are able to pick up words and notice yourself where and the mistakes you make. So preparation is everything. Don't, you can't use that as an excuse. Wesley, naughty, naughty Wesley.
I think sometimes I might talk a bit fast, but I'm not sure.
But Wesley, to me, you're not really talking too fast. I wouldn't worry about that. Again, if you are speaking fast and not articulating very well, then there's a problem. So it works on camera. I can understand you clearly, again, because I believe that we're from a similar kind of area, and I have heard that accent a lot. But some people in the world, and if you're getting up and giving presentations to a group of international people, then many of those might find it quite difficult. So it's worth slowing down just to articulate so everyone can understand. And of course, depending on the size of the room that you're giving these pitches or presentations in, also dictates the articulation that you should be using. The bigger the room, the larger and more pronounced the articulation must be. Just gauge it according to the room. But if you feel you're speaking too fast, you probably are, mate.
I love going to the gym and stuff. So I've done a bit of personal training before, and I want to get back into that, obviously, what with the lockdown and stuff. I had a lot of time to think about things, and it's something I felt I'd like to do. And obviously, with that, that would involve having to do a lot of videos and stuff. So I would like to make sure my voice is in good shape, so really, yeah, and watching your videos, who knows, the dream of becoming a voiceover artist, that'd be amazing, but here we are.
So here's the thing about Wesley, is that his accent to me, and I'm going to try and nail it on the head for you right now, I wholeheartedly believe that that what it is, like in London, okay, you've got the old kind of Cockney accents. That's like the East London accent. And that accent is often sending the airflow off the hard palate, which is the front top of your mouth, and out. That's where the airflow goes. It goes bounce and out. And it's a really hard sound. It's a really kind of crunchy, punchy, sort of clear bell-like sound. And that's great. It means you're able to be heard and throw your voice. But if you, that is London, London. And what I'm presuming is that, Wesley, you are, I think, more out towards Essex. So where the Cockneys moved after the Second World War, out towards the countryside, the closest place was East and Essex. And so you've got a bit of a mix of London and Essex. Now, and the reason I know that is because you're also a bit nasally. And London, where London a bit more like that, and a bit more stoppy-starty, and glottal stops all the way. But sometimes I think having a nasal quality is where a London accent would be. Makes it a bit more like Essex. And I'm going to make a little bet with you right now, because you haven't told me, you said you're from the UK, Wesley, that I believe that within a 10-mile radius, you are born or brought up or raised in an area 10 miles in either direction of Romford. You have to let me know if that's true or not. If I've got that correct, you have to buy my advanced articulation course, because that's the one I believe that you're going to do get the most benefit from. But if I've got it wrong, if I've got it completely wrong, I'm going to give you that advanced articulation course absolutely free. But you have to be honest with me, okay? You have to be honest. You need to work on your articulation more than anything, especially as you've mentioned that you want to get into some voiceover work, and those finer details and really being able to manipulate and get dynamics and expression in the smaller details of your voice and the way you articulate is so important, especially for you. So if I'm right, you've got to buy the course, right? It's $99, which is nothing really. But if I'm wrong, I'm gonna let you have it for free. Okay, so that's a little bet. That's a little challenge. I hope you're up for the challenge. Well, of course, you're in it now. You sent me the video, so you have to be. So, like, let me know and put a comment below. Let everyone know where you're from. And if I've got it completely wrong, then, you know, well, that's my own fault. You know, I shouldn't have made the bet. But let's carry on.
And I've done a bit of personal training before, and I want to get back into that, obviously, what with the lockdown and stuff.
Done a bit of training before with the lockdown and stuff, I want to get back in that. Mate, what was that?
And I've done a bit of personal training before, and I want to get back into that, obviously, what with the lockdown and stuff.
That wasn't very clear. That was actually what you said is a bit fast and a bit under-articulated. Everyone, if anyone understands what he says in this, write in the comments below and let's see. Whoever gets it the closest, let's see.
And I've done a bit of personal training before, and I want to get back into that, obviously, what with the lockdown and stuff.
Well, I know what you're saying, but it's a little bit jumbled. A, because you're not opening your mouth enough, and that's something. It could be that you've got a bit of tightness in there. I often see people, and I've mentioned before in other videos, that tightness around the jaw can cause mumbling because there's less dynamic expression and less ability to open the jaw more freely without forcing it, so people tend to keep it closed, and that's, you know, trying to articulate everything on the inside. And of course, you've got a nasaliness, and then and you've also got a bit of a glottal stop, so it's kind of coming out a bit more like that. Oh, don't worry about the ums and ahs, by the way, it's not a big deal. It's you're not doing it like a habit, it's more that you are actually trying to find words, and I didn't notice that as a problem. It's only because you said it might be a problem that I thought of it. But it's, I do it, everyone does it, it's a natural thing, and people accept it if you're actually still on course to delivering the information that you're supposed to be. I mean, groups like Toastmasters will say, oh no, I've counted 10 ums in that, which is, to be fair, it's a block. They're actually putting blocks on you. It's distracting. And if you concentrated on how many times you're saying, you would say it a lot more. So forget that. Don't worry about it. It's not a problem. So I asked Wesley to read a bit of a script, which I send out to anyone who contacts me for a voice review. And it's of a script called Arthur the Rat. And it's a short story. And it just covers so many vocal and voice sounds that it's really good for me to listen to and get an idea about what's going on, because there's different dynamics involved in the script. So I sent this to Wesley and he got back to me, and there's a couple of pointers that I've picked up from him reading it.
There once was a young rat named Arthur who could never take the trouble to make up his mind. Whenever his friends asked him if he would like to go out with him, he would only answer, I don't know. He wouldn't say yes, and he wouldn't say no, either. He could never learn to make a choice. His Aunt Ellen said to him...
And this part in particular I found interesting.
His Aunt Ellen said to him...
His Aunt Ellen. Now, so ordinarily, the word Aunt Helen is two words. However, Wesley, you're saying Aunt Ellen. And that's because you're using a glottal again. Aunt Ellen, Aunt Ellen. But what should be Aunt Helen looks like this. Aunt Ellen. Let's check another one.
Arthur looked wise, but stupidly said nothing.
Stupidly said nothing. Nothing.
He said nothing.
So in a lot of instances, you're not pronouncing the end of words, but when there is an opportunity where you don't need to pronounce it, you're overpronouncing it. So what should be a G, you put in a K. Nothing. It should be nothing. 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 There's nothing at the end of that. Sound. There's no K there. But that's just something to be aware of. Again, articulation, enunciation, pronunciation, ideas around that will help. So like, here's my thing. I'm going to summarize this for you, Wesley, because for me, it's quite simple. And as I said, I've come from a place where I speak pretty much exactly the same. And we're yet to find out if it is the same place. Well, that'd be very exciting. If you are from that area, by the way, I'm from Harrod Hill. Or should I say, Harrod Hill. Now, you mentioned at the end of the video that you're also getting saliva in your mouth. There could be many reasons for you getting saliva. It could be that, you know, you're having too much dairy and that's creating mucus. It could be that you're a little dehydrated, or there could be a few reasons. It could be that just the way you're breathing and the way you're using your tongue. So if you've got a good diet and you're making sure you've got enough water, then it would probably be something down just to the way you're creating sounds. And once you start to change those sounds that you're making, you'll be better. My thing is articulation, and it's, for some people, it's not articulation, but I think with you it is. It's you learning to use the lips, the tongue, the teeth, and working in your airflow and listening to sounds and being clearer with them as you pronounce them. And that is not that you have to sound posh or like RP. It's just more that things are clearer, because at the end of the day, we have the same accent only I'm just pronouncing myself a little bit clearer. And that's what, you know, you can do. And I've just done a lot of accents in the time. I've been a professional actor, so I've got a bit more experience in those things. And there's nothing to say that you could not be a voiceover artist, but of course you've got to work on your own voice first and be able to manipulate that to give yourself the most expression and the most dynamics you can before you can move off and start thinking about characters and whatnot. So working on yourself, working on those finer details of articulation is my biggest advice for you. Hopefully this has been interesting for everyone else watching as well. Wesley, you've got to leave a comment of where you're from and be honest with it. And you know, we know what the rules are for that now. Everyone else, if you heard that line from before.
And I've done a bit of personal training before and I want to get back into that, obviously, what with the lockdown and stuff.
And can guess it exactly. I don't think there's a prize, but I'll give you a shout in the next video. How's that? So thank you everyone for sending these videos. Keep them coming. Thank you, Wesley, for doing that for me. Hopefully this has been helpful. My name's Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice. And oh, actually, if you're still here, I forgot. This week, I just launched my new online course. Why didn't I tell you that? Yeah, I've got a new course. It's called Public Speaking Mastery. For those of you that are signed up to my newsletter, you would have probably got some information about that already, and there's some discounts. But here's the thing, guys. If you're watching this now at the end of the video, every week, the course is going to get more and more expensive up until its full price of $749. It's big, but it's taken me 8 months to create, and it's just full of information. It's all my best stuff. It really is. Nothing that I don't necessarily share here, but a lot more as well. A lot more that I don't share here because it's like the private stuff and it's the kind of the things you have to really study, and I don't have time to share it here. So I put it together in a course. I've got 3 courses now, but this one is the beast. It's like it's kind of got so much. And if your thing isn't necessarily about your voice or your articulation, it's more to do with confidence, this is really going to help you with that. But like, get in there soon, because at the moment it's only $249 and next week it's going to be $349, and you know, up until its full price of $749. So get in there. The sooner you get in there, the cheaper it's going to be for you. Sorry to be sales-like, but hey, that is my business, so why wouldn't I tell you about that? Thank you everyone for joining me. I'm Darren McStay from vocabilities.com. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice.